Hi everyone, it's your little girl Molly. I'm sitting here right now about to roll a blunt, and I thought I would take a moment to, talk to you about dirty stuff. This isn't so much gonna be a spank video. It's gonna be more like just kinda getting to know you, getting to know me sort of thing. Excuse the rattling sound, that's me rolling. Or getting ready to roll, rather. I wanted to. I'm coughing before I even smoke. So, I wanted to, talk about some of my kinks and some of the dirty things that I'm into. I think my favorite kink right now, and here's the thing, my fetishes change so often. Like my, or rather my focus fetish changes so often that I can't seem to get it straight most of the time. But so right now, my current thing is master slave, daddy little girl, dominance, power exchange. I am on the submissive side of that. Right now, I have a daddy. Or rather, I have a gentleman who will play that role for me as I need it. Because I'm a brat. I don't do long-term daddies. I just can't do it. It's just, I get bored. I don't like rules. And I don't like chores. And I don't like punishment. I don't get me wrong, I love a good spanking, but being grounded, fuck that. I'm not gonna get grounded. Like, bitch, please. Like, you ain't my real daddy, and you never will be. Who the hell do you think you are? I can't do it. I'm a brat. I'm a big brat. I'm a mouthy, little, ungrateful shit. And sure, I have my gentleman who plays the daddy role, but I know he gets tired of it, or he'll tell me what to do, and I'm just like, if I'm not in the mood, I'm not in the mood. I'm not gonna do it. Sorry. And it's cute, but I'm sure it gets annoying. I don't wanna annoy him, but it's just not in my nature to be good. Being good is not fun. Because if being good was fun, I would be good. But I'm not. So that must mean being bad is excellent, or I wouldn't be. So, that's the big thing I'm into, is being a brat. Although I will admit, my daddy had found a thing recently that really messed me up. I was being a little shit, as usual, and he could not get me to obey. And so he bit me really hard, like tear-inducingly hard on the shoulder. And he realized my reaction. I had a reaction that I'd never had before. He had never seen me crumble, like literally screaming, crying, begging for him to not to hurt me, but I was still excited enough not to use the safe word, but definitely scared enough to where he could tell I was like teetering on using our safe word. But my pride wouldn't let me, and he knows my pride doesn't let me use the safe word. So he watches and he keeps close attention because he knows he can't he can't trust me sometimes because I try to push my body further than I should. So, like a good daddy, he, makes sure that, he thinks for me. Good for him, good daddy. I need that. Just a little girl, Can't always be expected to make these decisions, like when to use the safe words. Sometimes he has to call it for me, and I appreciate that. Like today, he had to call the safe word for me because he knew I was pushing. I appreciate that from him. It's like a sign of a really good daddy is when, like, for an example, today he was really angry. Not at me. He was angry about something that was unrelated completely to kink. or anything dirty. And he took my collar off. I'm like, why are you taking my collar off? And he said, I refuse to dom you while I'm angry. Because, you know, I want to hurt you, not harm you. And when I'm angry, I will teeter on the point of potentially abusing you. And I won't abuse my kitten. He might be a keeper. He might be. Who knows? So I'm really into incest. I'm really into, like, you know, brother, sister, cousins, uncles, aunts, whatever. You know, I my biggest incest fetish is I'm incredibly, incredibly turned on by the idea of having a twin brother. And although I am pansexual, I still really want a brother specifically. Just something about the idea of having a male counterpoint that I was born with. And, like, my fantasy is that he has been doming me pretty much naturally since childhood. Like, since we were born, he was just naturally the dominant twin and controlled everything, including me. And I just have this fantasy that he's just, like, my master, my controller, my handler, my protector. Like, a daddy figure, but my twin. And I have all these fantasies of him going totally yandere. I'm not pronouncing that right. Yandere, yandere, yandere. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, or think they might know what I'm talking about, I'm referring to an anime caricature type of, like, basically, like, crazy obsessive psycho that will stop at nothing to get their boo. I forgot why I'm talking about yandere. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really stoned right now here, sitting here talking about kink. So it's like, I can't keep my thoughts together. So I might ramble or jump topics a lot. And I apologize for that. But, you know, that's just the nature of being cute, high, and kind of dumb. But hey, there's nothing wrong with being kind of dumb. I'm good at giving head. You know, it's all my head's good for anyway. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm actually really smart, but in an incredibly submissive mood right now. Like, I am, like, so cock-hungry, it's not even funny. Sometimes I just get in this mood, like, this really hardcore slut mood, where I just want to, like, put on a skimpy dress and put on maybe just a little bit too much makeup and tease my hair to an inch of its life and, you know, go to a bar and flash a little leg and pout a little. You know, like, hey, baby, you know, that whole thing. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at being sexy. I'm good at being cute. And that doesn't get people laid. Cute doesn't get you laid. It used to get me laid. Like, I was such a fucking nymphette. I'm not even kidding. For those who don't know what a nymphette is a little girl who has intense sexual power that she's unaware of, but men know it, recognize it, and are either incredibly scared of it or really titillized by it. You know, for an example, you hear about these, like, grown men that are complaining because a 14-year-old girl showing too much shoulder. It's because he's sensing that nymphetness. It's this raw sexual energy that comes from a child when it shouldn't. And I'm not talking about pedophilia. I'm not referring to that. Because what I'm referring to is a child, like, between the ages of, like, 12 and, like, 19 could be, like, a nymphette. And the reason why I'm bringing it up here is not from the pedophile standpoint. I want to make that clear here. It's from the sense of a girl knowing, at least to some small degree, her power as a woman. And I had that. I had that rare gift. And so I tend to use my experience as a nymphette, I tend to use that experience in my role plays, and I've been told repeatedly I should do audios for them. I should start telling my dirty little stories. I should start talking dirty, because I've been told I have a cute voice, and my daddy says I can do it, so why not? I have permission, although I have to admit, if daddy didn't give me permission, I probably would do it anyway. You know, even though he is on, you know, Soundgasm, he probably wouldn't recognize my voice. I don't know. Maybe. No, I think he'd recognize my voice and give me a royal spanking for disobeying him, but worth it. If it gets you guys to come, I don't mind having a beating. I just like the idea of making other people come. So if something that I make causes you to jack off and come, my job is done. Like, I'm excited. Like, thank you. Like, thank you for the wonderful gift of your cum. I know that sounds incredibly crazy, but I don't care. I love cum. That's another thing of mine, is I'm really big on cum worship. I'm the kind of girl that when you come on me, I'm, like, licking that shit up. I want you to come in my mouth and just make me masturbate and holding your cum in my mouth and not letting me swallow until I come. When I'm with a woman, it's entirely different. I'm going to talk for a moment about women, because I've been talking a lot about men, because I'm going through, like I ebb and flow and my mood changes. My sexuality is like a sliding scale that changes by the day. I'm having a straight couple of days, but there's going to come a moment where I'm just going to go like really hardcore into the lezzy. And that's cool too, you know, whatever I feel like for the day. So, what was I talking about girls for? I was going to talk about how much I love girls and the things I do with girls. So I cannot, I'm not going to say I cannot. It's hard for me to do BDSM with females. So I'm going to play with it, hopefully, in my stories that I post here. Hopefully I'll be able to explore that further, because it's something that I don't do easily. I have a really hard time, doing those kind of things with women. With women, I want to be romantic. I want to be sensual. I want to make her feel good. I want to worship her from her feet to the top of her head. I want to make goosebumps form on her body and just kiss every last one of them until she's swooning into me. I want to just make her thighs quiver and squeeze against my ears. And just make her shake like a fucking hurt, like an earthquake in my bed. I want to just have her come in my mouth over and over and over again until she's just weak and begging me to stop. And I'm just going to keep going until she's crying and screaming my name. I love eating pussy. I cannot tell you how much I love it. I have loved eating pussy since I was a little girl. I know it sounds horrible, but like I was legit like a little kid, you know, like fucking in like brownies, like in Girl Scouts, doing like the dirty with my girls, because like, you know, the girls that I was in, you know, camp with, because like, you know, we were young, we were sleeping in the same fucking tent. What did you expect us to do? You know? Girls are, you know, you'd be surprised what girls do when guys aren't looking. Like, we are, you know, little girls do some shit. Like, we're bad. Everyone goes so sugar and spice and everything nice. Fuck that. We're dirty. Little girls are nasty. And, you know, it's like, I guess that also, or at least that's my experience, because I was such a, like, a little rotten brat. And I was a rotten brat growing up. I'm a rotten brat now. I refuse to grow up. I'm going to light this real quick, so you're going to hear a flicker of my lighter, and then I'm going to go back to my vagina rant and titty rant. So, bear with me. Nice. So, I'm rolling a blunt. So, I just rolled a blunt and lit it. So, just, you know, some basic pot. Nothing special. No special strands. I don't do the strands, I don't do anything special, just basic, you know, like homegrown, that some dude probably had in his basement running a hydro system, you know. So, where was I? Titties. So, I love boobs. I love vagina. I love the shape of women's bodies. I love the way they move. I love the way they smell. I even don't mind a nasty smelling pussy. I hate the smell of a nasty fucking set of balls or a stinky dick. But if you give me a vagina that's like a little unwashed or maybe even like moderately unwashed, I don't mind it so much. I'm like, I'll clean her. That sounds really gross, but I'm a really gross girl. I'm super duper into bondage. I love being tied up, and I love my body being put in situations that make me uncomfortable, like biting. If I'm being like tied down and bit, that for me is like panic attack inducing in the good way. Like, it's the kind of panic attack I want to have when I'm like, because for me, it's like, that's like my biggest fetish, I think, of all, and one that never goes away, and I've had it for a really long time, is my fetish of fear. I love being panicked and terrified in sex. I don't feel like I can fully come unless there's some element of pain or discomfort as I'm coming. Being choked is big for me. I love being choked. I love being slapped and punched. Literally punched. I like my tits being tortured. I like all manner of abuse. Just, you know, I like being hurt. I like bruises. As I'm recording this right now, I am looking down at my tits right now, and there's a bite mark on each breast. There's hand mark bruises in my arms, all over my arms. There's bite marks all over my back. There's bruising in my thighs from where Daddy had grabbed my skin and had pulled so hard that I couldn't help but, you know, cry out in pain because he was, like, legit hurting me, and now I have, like, these huge tender marks. I am just littered all over in bruises, and I love it. For me, I feel so, it makes me feel good. It hurts, but I'm owned. I'm marked. I belong to somebody, you know? And it's like if I try to fuck anyone else, they're going to see all these marks and just think, wow, what a dirty whore. You know, covered in these, like, massive wounds from, not wounds, but, you know, massive bruises from this man abusing her. And I think it's kind of hot. I know it's fucked up. I have a fetish for being in abusive situations, especially with men. Well, particularly with men. I like being abused. I like having my head messed with. Say fucked up shit. Get into my skull. You know, scare me a little. Manipulate me. Don't be afraid to use mind games. Fuck with me. I want it. And if you're good at it, all the better. When I'm playing a session with you, I give over my well-being. So, you know, if you want to go into my head, you're welcome. I welcome you in every bit of me when we're doing a session and we have that kind of trust. Like, I have to trust you really well. And you have to really know me well before I'll go into that kind of session with you. Because, you know, like I mentioned before, I'm not always honest with my usage of the safe word. So it's really important for a master to know that about me and be able to keep me in check with my honesty. Is there any other kinks that I haven't mentioned? There's a few others I don't talk about. I don't go there. They're my extreme, my extreme kinky file kinks that I don't talk about. But, you know, hypothetically, if someone were to, I don't know, you know, get me in conversation, get me comfortable enough, I'd be interested in talking about them, but I'm not going to seek out that conversation on a public forum, because even I have shame, as much of an exhibitionist as I am. Even I have that little amount of shame to want to keep certain fetishes from you. But overall, I'm willing to try just about anything. I like doing things in public primarily. But yeah, I'm willing to try anything, even if it's something I don't want to do. If it's something I really hate, if it's a fetish that I'm really not into, that doesn't stop me. That will not stop me. I will still do it a couple of times, especially if like I'm with a guy who's really, really, or a girl even, who's really, really into something and I'm not, I'll do it for them. Just because I'm really a pleaser first and foremost. Like for an example, daddy is really into getting his cock sucked when it's dirty. Like he hadn't showered all day from work and he comes home and he'll pull his cock out and want me to suck it. And like a good girl, I'll do it. But, you know, of course I'm gagging the whole time because it's fucking gross and I hate it. And he knows I hate it. And I can tell it's really turning him on that I'm doing this really disgusting thing for him. And I'm doing it because I want to please him. And it turns me on because he's getting off on my submission. So I guess it doesn't really matter how I feel about it as long as daddy's coming. And I don't disappoint. So, let's see here. I've been talking for over 20 minutes now about what a dirty whore I am. And I don't know. What should I? You know what? I think I just wrap it here. I'll probably just wrap it here, and if I do a part two, I do a part two. I don't have a contact for my, I don't have like a contact email or anything yet for you guys that I feel comfortable posting here just yet, but I will get one soon, and then people can be able to send me their requests and whatever, and I'll do whatever makes you happy, whatever makes your cocks and pussies happy, I'll do, because that's the kind of person I am. I'm a pleaser. So yeah, just let me know what I can do to make you happy. Bye.